Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you. Steve Sippel already on the plane to State College. Jake Swords and Bill Bush with you in studio. So Sip not with us this morning, but better than last week, Bill, that when he tried to fly out to UCLA and all sorts of problems. He had to go to Omaha for a flight that was supposed to be in Lincoln.
Yeah, thing went awry.
A little bit smoother this time, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I was taken back several times, and Steve kept saying, the flight boards at 5:30. Well, that's what it's called, is a 6 o'clock flight. That's generally what you just say. When do you ever go over the boarding time?
When's the last time
someone's asked like that? Hey, what time's your flight? Flight time or boarding time? It's like everyone knows it's roughly 45 minutes to 30 minutes ahead of the
just
flight.
Just tell me what time you fly. I know when you board.
Board, yes.
I can do math.
I can do, yes.
Things have not changed for the history of time.
Hey, my flight's at 8:42. Well, hold it. Is that 8:42 boarding time? No, the flight's at 8:42. So that was always one of those things that astounded me. Steve was very just enamored yesterday that his boarding time was at 5:30.
Yes.
As if the plane was leaving at 5:30, but it wasn't. He's still in Lincoln as we speak right now.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He just told us, yeah, he's on the plane right now, but they'll take off any moment soon, it sounds like.
I wonder if he sits in between Robin and Sean. I wonder if he's like all three in a row.
Well, I mean, if they're flying out of Lincoln, those planes are tiny. So they have a one-seater and a two-seater. One
on one side,
yeah,
two on
they
the other.
They don't have the three seats
gotcha.
Together.
That's
on
true.
Those. Now, but, and I would assume going to State College, probably the same thing. Small flight
to
State College.
The same size plane, I would imagine,
yeah.
Yes.
So for this one, I don't think it would be an issue. Maybe going to L.A., they could have had that situation. Big planes from Denver going to L.A.
Yeah, and we never asked that
we
one.
We did not, unfortunately.
Yeah, it'll be the small plane. It'll be the and then
those things are so tiny.
But you literally walk into Lincoln Airport, and you walk in, and you're within 8 seconds, you're at security.
Right.
You're
it's beautiful. This is it's a dream.
It's
Lincoln.
A thing of beauty. I've not flown out of Lincoln for quite some
Bill,
time.
You have to.
Oh, I have. I used to fly out all the time. I know, it's been a while. I'd like to
because they've done the redone term. It's beautiful. It's a gorgeous facility. They've done a great job, and like you said, it's still a breeze getting through security. It's awesome. The best.
I have to look into that.
Sipped it this morning.
Thank you, Steve.
On the way to State College. I tell you what. Yesterday was a busy day. This is Idle Chit Chat.
Yeah, give
us
some chit chat. What'd you do? I didn't do much.
There was a lot of sports we could do in a second last night, but I got to give a big shout out, a big kudos to where we sit at right now, downtown Lincoln, Bill. Last night, this city was popping
on
for a
Thursday.
Couple reasons.
What was going on?
Now, I failed to mention, I think, during the show, there was a concert at PBA, Riley Green and Jamie Johnson. So
it's a pretty big concert.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
And so people were out having some libations before that. Not me. I didn't go to the concert last night. I just knew it was at the PBA. But also, there was an event called Shop the Blocks in downtown Lincoln, where I'm saying there was hundreds upon hundreds of people that were out getting deals before Black Friday, before kicking off the Christmas season with some downtown
Lincoln
shopping.
Did Bombeck run this? Was he in charge of this?
Bombeck was. We can ask him when he comes in today at 6:45. He might have been in some capacity, but it was. I brought Scotland down. Me and Elizabeth were down in the area just kind of supporting downtown Lincoln. I was impressed with the amount of people out and about for not a very warm night. It was a little chilly last night, Bill.
A little chilly. It's kind of I thought it was a beautiful night. There was a slight mist in the air almost last night, and there was kind of chilly. I liked it. I liked last night.
It was nice.
Yeah. It's not cold out today, I'll tell you that. It's like 50 degrees.
Not too bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad. But well done, Lincoln. Well done, people supporting Lincoln and coming down. Our friend, you know, we do the roll call, Jennifer and Hubby.
Yeah, you saw Jennifer and Hubby?
So I saw Jennifer. Jennifer, as you know, a couple of months ago gave us the homemade candles.
Yeah, they were incredible.
And so part of this last night, Shop the Blocks, was, you know, kind of having your own boutique spot or bringing homemade things. And she had her booth at the UBT building two blocks over.
Wow.
And I saw, and she was selling candles like hotcakes. People were buying them left and right.
Well, candles are, it's Christmas.
She shared with me, she's like, Jake, smell this candle. And she says, what does that smell like? I said, it smells like Fruit Loops. She shows me the can. It was titled Fruit Loops. Like, you talked about Shin Daddy's week and Fruit Loops up in
We had Toucan Tuesday.
Yeah,
We had Toucan Tuesday.
She said she was laughing because I have a Fruit Loops flavor, and they're talking about Toucan Tuesday and Fruit Loops in Midwest Bank. She's just
How do I get one of those?
She was cackling,
Jennifer,
at her house.
Cackling. I'd like to purchase one of those if possible. I'd like to get one of those toucan ones.
And she did inform me, Bill, that she will not be here for our event next Wednesday, but Hubby will, as well as two others from the family for Breakers
Appreciation
Day. Where
is she going to be at 6 a.m.?
Well,
gallivanting around? So probably Candle World?
She's got to watch the younger kids at the house coming over, the grandkids.
Okay.
And the boys are coming out to join us.
Okay.
Hubby and the son and maybe the grandson.
Former quarterback at Pender High.
Yes.
Yes.
Brad. Brad Devotny.
I'm fired up for this.
So that was last night. And also, I mean, again, yeah, sports last night. Wow. I get back from Shop the Blocks and enjoying the just downtown Lincoln being packed. And you had a football game to watch, of course. That was Arkansas State, Louisiana, which you said was epic.
It was epic. It ended on the last play of the game in a scrum at the 6-inch line. And it was, I mean, there were, oh, you'll have to see if you can. Rudy, could you look something and see if you can find the head coach leaving the field. Why am I drawing a blank on Butch Jones?
Butch Jones. Champions of life.
Butch Jones leaving the field. They had a camera on him, and he's just screaming to himself. And the play ended. They came down to one play left in the game, and they ran a speed option.
Okay.
And it was pretty well defended. It was. And that, as it's happened, it looks as if the game is over and the play has been stopped. But then you see that the play was not blown dead, and there was a fumble. And then you didn't know who had the ball. And the play went on for like 10 seconds. And there was just this scrum at the 6-inch line of two teams pushing on each other. And no one even knew who had the ball. And he couldn't figure it out. Well, what had happened also during that time, Louisiana thought they'd won. So the team had rushed the field. So
oh,
the
no.
play is still going on.
No.
And they're yelling that it's a penalty.
Yeah.
They're on the field. And they're like going, yeah, we're not even looking at it. Because they always hit the officials. We're not looking if someone had came on the field. And it was a bizarre, bizarre ending. I get down, I go, okay. I go to my phone, I go, oh, the game's still going. This is incredible. Flip over to Prime, and I watch the last 28 seconds and see
a football
at the NFL. Wow. So it was like two endings back to back. You couldn't have it on a quad box because it was
no. That was the problem last night.
But the end of the game was epic, and just Butch Jones leaving the field. It was just I couldn't imagine the meltdown in the locker room.
Yeah, that's rough, but entertaining game for you though, Bill. I mean, at least it delivered the entertainment for you on a Thursday night.
I've got a good friend, George Munoz, and George was like the quarterback whisperer for Joe Burrow.
Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and George Munoz is one of the greatest humans and one of the greatest coaches ever. And we were together, like I said, at LSU, won a national championship together. If you look when Joe won the Heisman, Munoz is sitting right there in the front row with Steve Ensminger. Okay. And just a great guy. And now he's basically the associate head coach at Louisiana. And so he's a great guy. And so I was pulling hard for that win last night for him. So it was great.
The game you mentioned, you watched it after that. Texans beat the Bills 23-19. Texans defense gets 8 sacks of Josh Allen, forced 3 turnovers. Now, here's the deal. Late in this game, down by 4 points, the Bills, with 45 seconds to go, Bill, convert a 4th-and-27 hook Atlanta. It goes like for 50 yards. They get down to like the 25-yard line.
I've got to see this because in general, it's like, the hook and ladder generally is probably the pass is thrown at the deepest. Is it 10 yards?
Yeah, about, 10, 12
about
yards.
10 yards. Yep. So not to have a line of defense behind that.
I think you'd be disgusted by this play call.
I've got to see what happened on this. This will be intriguing to me.
This is the top ranked defense in the NFL, the Texans. They had a great game, 8 sacks, but on this play, pretty embarrassing, the lack of defense that happened. Now, they still win the game 23-19. They're 6-5. How about, on primetime, Bill, Davis Mills takes down Josh Allen. This is not C.J. Stroud. Davis Mills, the quarterback, takes down Josh Allen.
Yeah, who is Mills?
Davis Mills, I think he came from Stanford, I want to say.
And I thought he looked good. Because I watched like an early quarter of this game before I watched during halftime of the college game.
Okay.
So I'm like going, who is this guy? And I like him. I'm like, he's pretty good.
He's been in the league for a couple of years. So he, when Deshaun Watson got traded or was injured, he took over a couple of years ago for the Texans and didn't win many games, but he had good stats that year. But he has 5 touchdowns, 1 pick this year. He's from Stanford. And last night, 16 for 30, 153, not too many yards, but 2 touchdowns, no picks, no sacks. So Josh Allen sacked 8 times, Davis Mills, no sacks.
I would guess if I had a name, if you gave me every starting quarterback in the NFL, that I'm probably in the mid 90s on what college they went to.
You would know Davis.
And I wouldn't even, I've never even heard of him. I wouldn't know he went to Stanford. I wouldn't even known if he even played football in high school or college. Like he just started up on his own, working out in the backyard.
Well, impressive win for Davis Mills and the Texans. 6-5, they win 23-19. Also in sports last night, again, as you said, with Prime for the NFL game, also the Nebraska ball played on Peacock. I watched the whole game. Impressive. Up by 18.5. It gets down to a 4-point game at one point in the second half, but they still beat New Mexico 84-72 in Kansas City. They'll play tonight against K-State, who beat Mississippi State 98-77 last night. This will be an 8:30 tip on Peacock again, Bill.
It's on Peacock
again.
Tonight. That's bad.
It's
not good for me. I will say this. I watched the first part of it.
I was at
Two Question Larry's house yesterday.
Did he ask two questions?
There was a lot more questions. You know what? It was right around. This is Thanksgiving time, so I just let Larry.
You didn't say two questions?
No, I didn't tell Larry
Bill,
two questions.
Wow.
This
is big of
you. He was big on what was going on with Dayton Raiola and different things, and he's been tracking the message boards. So Two Question Larry had a lot of things going on we talked about. But the game was on, and I was talking to his son, Larry, who's also Larry, which is Moose, who runs the National Guard, about his failures to get a deer this year.
And oh, no.
And he's been out numerous times, and it's almost like I don't know him now because his deer hunting skills have fallen to a ridiculously low level. Who are you, basically? Yeah, so we were discussing that, and the game was on. Well, I didn't really go back to even hardly check on it because when I was watching, it was like 22-4. And I don't know what it started out, but it was.
Oh, you're right. It was 22-5.
It was out of control. So I'm like, okay, great win. And so I didn't follow back up on it until late. But then I did somehow What would I have seen it on? I don't know how I even had a chance to see, but I saw a little bit of the end. Okay. I don't know how that even would have been. We don't have
NBC
Peacock.
Sports.
I don't know, but I was watching. It was like live. And I'm like, okay. Remember thinking, hey, it's like a 10-point game.
Yeah, it you was. Know, it was scary.
Bill,
by the first media timeout in the second half, it got down to a 7-point lead. I'm like, here we go. Here, Nebraska basketball. I love you. I want to believe in you. I didn't tweet at all. I was very calm. And then they pulled it off. I mean, last night it was another group effort. Rink Mass, 17 points. Jamarcus Lawrence, 21 points. Braden Frager, we brought this name up several times, was not an All-State kid, was a walk-on from a Lincoln school, 20 points off the bench, Bill. 6-for-8 shooting, 4-of-6 on threes, 8 rebounds also in 26 minutes. We haven't had a true great walk-on story for Nebraska basketball in a long time.
Who would be the greatest walk-on ever?
I don't know. Now, there's a guy a couple years ago that was, you know, we rooted for him. He wasn't ever that great. Johnny Trueblood was a fun story, but he didn't do this kind of stuff. Like, nobody's coming off the bench as a walk-on for Nebraska, putting up 20 points against New Mexico. Maybe against Doan, possibly.
Carson's shot. What are we doing for him NIL-wise? Are we working to get him some sort of a deal, I hope?
And if you recall, I went to a game early on, and I saw Braden Fraker's parents at bar. And they said, hey, we love the show. And I said, well, I love watching Braden play. I watched him play against BYU.
Hold it. Let's go back in. The Fragers are listening to us maybe potentially right now?
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Frager.
Text in, please.
Good morning. Yeah, please text us at 402-464-5685. Confirm that you are listening because your son was awesome again last night. They might be in KC. They probably went down to watch the game.
Yeah,
they could be listening. They could be still streaming in. Good morning.
Some friends, reach out to them if they can't. Wake them up. Call them immediately. Tell them we're talking about the Fragers on the show right now.
Now, good point from Brian. Yeah, Sam Hoiberg is a walk-on. But Sam Hoiberg, too. We love Sam. He's a starter. But he's not putting up 20 points against New Mexico and KC. And he's the coach's son. This is somebody that is an unheralded. And, you know, Sam was at Pius, of course. Good player there. But Braden Fraker was never an all-first team player.
Yeah.
In high school, and was really unheralded coming out of high school. And
what high school, Jake?
Was he Lincoln Southwest? I want to say. I think it was Southwest. But he
was a great story.
It's unbelievable. He's a freshman.
Somebody please text the Fragers.
It's amazing.
Let us know where they're being discussed.
Congrats. 84-72, Nebraska wins that game. They made 13 of 35 threes in the ball game.
Okay.
Putting up threes.
We knew
that'd be the case for them. Price stand for 8 points for the Huskers, but yeah, they'll play tonight. K-State, by the way, Bill, I think 3 straight games they've scored 95 plus points in regulation. Like, it's going to be a challenge.
This will be up and down the court. Yes.
And I'm talking wins against Cal, decent Cal team. Tulsa is respectable. And then last night against Mississippi State, they went 98-77. So they're going to put up points tonight.
I'm sure it's some more on the other side, but I was a little taken back that it appeared that there's almost nobody at the game. I was watching early on, there was seats. I'm like, hang on here. What is going on? There is like, it looks as if there's 9 people at the game.
I thought that with it being so close to Lincoln.
Yeah, and there's so many fans
living in Kansas City.
100%. Just like, hey, they just live there. So anyway, I was shocked at that.
As you know, we talk about a lot of this with football games. A lot of it's neutral site games. It can be difficult to pack it, and it's, the Pentagon is different. That's 3,500 people. That's a small capacity. T-Mobile Center is like, 16,000 capacity.
And the game's tonight, you said?
Tonight at 8:30.
Okay.
Tonight at 8:30, you can watch.
There'll be a decent crowd for that.
It's the weekend. Head down. People can head down from Lincoln after work or 3 o'clock. Get there by 6 o'clock. You can watch the game. Watch it on Peacock if you are not around in KC. But congrats to Nebraska.
Great win.
Still, Bill, at this point, the longest winning streak in the country dating back to last year, 9 games.
It's a winning streak. So how many people have that? No.
We're number one.
So let's go back then. So who won the national championship last year in basketball?
Wasn't Houston. Was it Houston? No, Houston,
Houston lost.
Florida?
Florida won.
Florida, right, yeah.
So Florida's already got a loss this year. That's why.
They do.
Yeah, that's the reason. Don't think back and go, okay, Florida had to win 6
always,
in a row.
We always forget right away who won. I don't know. I think it was Florida.
Imagine that.
We always forget.
I have no idea. The year before.
And it was a great game, too.
I guess it was UConn. I know that.
Yeah, it was a great game, too. So Congrats to Nebraska tonight, 8:30. One last thing, Nebraska volleyball clinches the conference title. They still have three matches to go. They sweep Iowa last night, 25-15, 25-21, and 25-19 at Devaney Center. So 27-0 is the record, Bill. 27-0.
It's incredible.
It's just an unbelievable game.
Yeah. And just like you said, the carnage that has taken place in this run. It's not, I mean, like, well, man, it's unbelievable. No. You'll sit there and go, I don't know. Is it good that maybe they lose one because just to kind of, you know, get them to rebound and stuff? Because it's like, man, we went to five sets and they pulled it off as a miracle. It's like there's been no miracles. There's been nothing. You know, it's just been.
Well, I think they've.
There's a slight bit of boredom. Like, I remember walking by last night also. I was like, oh, the game's on. And I'm like, it was already over and they'd won by two. I go, there's nothing here really to watch.
You know, they played Creighton, I want to say right around September 15th.
Watched it.
They have lost one set since then. No matches, one set at UCLA. One set. That's dominance. 27-0 Nebraska volleyball game, just incredible. One last thing. I don't chit-chat at all or not?
No, it was all ball.
Well,
all ball.
Before we get to the roll call. Whose birthday is it, Bill?
Rudy! Rudy's birthday.
Rudy? What are we at? 23 today? 23 years old for Rudy.
Nice.
Producer extraordinaire. Happy birthday, Rudy.
Rudy, thank you for everything you do. He's got an incredible caller coming in here. But in the 8 o'clock hour, is that right, Jake?
Yes, we're going to have
Penn State is calling in. It's a great tease.
Yeah, we're going to have Zach Seiko at 8 a.m. from Locked On Nittany Lions to talk Penn State football. So thanks to Rudy for getting all these wonderful guests.
Rudy will be available for the Worlds Collide photo booth.
Yes, he will.
So if you want to come
in, too.
You do autographs. Yeah. If you want to come in and get a photo with Rudy at the Worlds Collide photo booth, that'd be great.
You should do that. Happy birthday, Rudy. I think he's got a lot of family coming to town.
Oh, I didn't know that, Rudy.
Mom and sister, I think some other relatives are coming to town.
If you don't ask Rudy direct questions, there's nothing coming out. Idle chit chat, there's zero. Rudy does not do idle chit chat. That's not his deal.
It's reserved.
It has to be a direct question. If if you don't ask, you'd have to also ask open ended. I need to know everyone who might be in attendance. If you just said we have family here, yep. And that'd wrap it up.
If you want to get him going, maybe walk in with the horns down.
Maybe get him going a little bit. Something like that. Maybe mention something about Toronto baseball.
The
Blue Jays might upset him a little, get a stir out of him. Not really.
Doug says, happy birthday, Rudy. Mick, happy birthday. Al Bolt, also happy birthday. And Genghis is with us as well.
Gingis.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag.
Joey!
They help farmers in South Central Nebraska stay fueled, prepped, and ready for whatever Mother Nature throws at them. If you're a farmer who likes to work hard, but smarter.
Joey, wear your jersey down. People have been requesting for the photo op in front of the Tree of Trust.
We need the tree. Yeah, that's going to happen.
The Tree of Trust is happening. We know that.
We have a flyer now at this point.
We have a flyer. The flyer right there. Yes, we have a good flyer. I sent that out to a lot of people. So there'll be a flyer that will be going out. So be aware for this. So, yes, very fired up for Joey attending in his number 19 jersey.
Learn more about Joey and the team at 738ag.com. What else do we do on Fridays, Bill?
The call.
That is
roll.
The roll call. Text us right now your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what fourth item do we want from the Breakers today?
Who would be your dream matchup, or who would you like to see in attendance Wednesday morning? If you had your chance like that, you could pick one person. Who would you
Your answer.
Who would you like to see here for that like that? Who would I like to see? I should have been on top of this thing probably a little bit more. Give me a second on that. I'm going to say I would like to see Fred.
I'd like to see Hoiberg.
Let's see Fred stop in. I'll shoot him a text. I'll let him know about the Tree of Trust.
Okay.
Let's see Fred stop in. That'd be awesome.
Now, I'd say in the same capacity as a coach that has retired, but is back in Lincoln. I want Solich down here. Solich. He's in Lincoln.
I'll send this to him.
You should.
Yeah, I'll send this to him.
Bring him down.
That would
He's
be awesome.
He's a friend of the show. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel-good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Oh, friend of the
Hall
station.
Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a big deal.
Kind
no
of
big
a big
whoop.
Deal. Yeah, that would
Stolich.
Be yeah. That'd be nice.
Imagine if walking through the store. Frank's here.
Who else?
And Tom Osborne's in the building. Why not? Bring them all.
Who else is that's what I want to see from the breakers. Who would be your dream choice?
Yes.
I mean, it could just be another breaker. It could be someone famous. It could be anyone.
Oh, we're getting early response. Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy.
He could come down possibly.
There's probably a chance he's probably in town, right?
I would think so.
Well, Sipple send him the... We have a flyer.
We do.
We do have a flyer.
we have
a tree
number.
Of trust.
We do have a tree
And we
of
have
trust.
A photo booth. It'll be here.
Oh, God. Potential awesome photo boost options there. All right, roll call. We've got somebody says, happy birthday, Rudy. That's from 785 Skur. We got Sean in Eagle. It says Phil Ruhlman he wants to see.
Phil. Okay, Phil.
Filman.
There it
Phil.
Is, Phil. You've got it.
People want to see you. Tim in Dallas says Santa Claus.
I don't know if we'll have a Santa Claus here. And
my neighbor Jim is Santa Claus. He could dress as Santa Claus.
We can maybe consider having a Santa here.
Neighbor Jim, if you're around, this would be a good chance for you to show your face.
We're going to work on Santa. That's not out for the kids. That's not out.
It's not out at all. Robert in Oklahoma, Ken Shimmick. Well, we're working on Shimmick for that.
Where are we at with that, Rudy, with Shimmick? Have you no response?
No response yet?
We need to
the
know.
The problem is that his email is a 1011. He's not there anymore. So we got to find his phone number. That's the problem with Shimmick.
Kevin Suits, please chime in.
I think Suits can help us out.
Can help us because Suits will be here.
Absolutely. Kyle in Boston says he wants to see Wet Blanket here. Well, so do we.
We all want to see
we
the
want
blanket.
To see who WB is. We don't know who WB
we've never,
is.
We don't know who the Wet Blanket is. Imagine that when he signs in. All of a sudden, Kathy Woody and my wife wave us over. Well, what's the deal? What's the problem?
We have a situation.
We have a situation. This is Wet Blanket.
You're kidding me. That's Wet Blanket. Could happen.
Worlds collide.
Rod Lincoln wants to see Coach Osborne. Possible. Mm. He's in Lincoln. We'll see. Oh, Northside Dave says, obviously, Marty Sipple. We got to fly Marty in.
Marty would be an unbelievable flight.
If Marty's
for
back for the holiday, he better come by our
Breaker
Appreciation
Day. What if we just put Marty
day?
on a Zoom call the whole time? He's just, his face is up on the screen and he's live. And Marty's just trying to. And people are talking to Marty. Yeah. People are just talking. Marty!
How are you guys? Oh. How are you guys?
Oh, Fruit Loop Marty.
Oh, my God. Okay, Chet in the rest of the, he wants to see Young Ben.
Young Ben.
Young
well,
Ben,
you know what?
Young Ben to Norfolk.
Send it to him right now. Yes. Send it to Young Ben.
Send the flyer to him.
I'm going to let him know that the people have asked.
Bob in Montana says, how about Tom Osborne? Again, we'll try. We'll effort Tom. Vince in Napa says, Grant Wistrom. He's local now. We can check with Grant
Wistrom.
There you
go. Absolutely.
Chad in Texas, age 54. Matt Rule could show up. You never know.
Never know.
2 days before the game against Iowa.
Probably got some things going football-wise.
Yes, several people saying Solich here. Okay, got it. McSafety and Bob both say Solich. We'll effort him. Pete in Chattanooga. Now, why would he be listening to this show?
Pete from Chattanooga. There's two listeners.
He gives the one I don't think is really feasible.
What's that?
Ndamukong Suh. I don't have any ties to Sue.
Well, I don't
Do
know.
Do you have Sue's contact information?
I don't know if I have
He's
it.
He's not around Lincoln anymore.
Yeah, but that's a good... It's a good call.
That's true. Greg in Berlin, Ohio says he wants to see Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, I'd like to see Fred. Fred's on a roll.
Let's see here. Eric Hickman wants to see Ken Shimmick. Yes, because you're a smart man. Let's see Tater and Lincoln. Sue. No, I don't know if we have the Sue connection. I don't want to let you guys down. Dominic and Sue. We'll try. Jay Crow and Lincoln wants to see Pillen. Okay. Might be here.
I have sent that out. I've sent that out. He's got something going on that day, but he might make a quick swing by. I will reassess that situation.
Jockstrap.
The Strap.
Is working out in Imperial. Says he'd like to see Bo Pelini. Now, friend of you and Sips, I don't think he'll probably make it here.
That would be one of the more incredible visits of all time.
We'd have him in here for 3 hours. But you can't leave, but you got to be on the air.
That would be incredible.
Tony in Rayford, Carolina. Coach Rule. Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas wants to see Pelini and Bill Snyder come up from Manhattan. I assume he lives down there.
I'd love to see Bill Snyder.
How old
up here?
Is he in his 80s?
He's got to be 100.
He's got to be mid-80s. Thrash and Ashton wants to see Jason Peter. That's possible. Jason lives in Lincoln. We could ask Jason Peter. Chris in Italy. Danny Nee. Don't think he lives locally at all, but you never know.
Danny Nee would be epic. Him and Sipple would have some great conversations. That'd be good.
Another Bo Pelini one from Kent. Big Bird wants to see Barry Switzer. Okay.
You know what? I like that.
We'll effort Barry Switzer.
Riddle me this, Jake. If Barry Switzer walked in, would it be incredible?
Yes.
That's an incredible answer.
I'd fall
answer.
Off my chair.
It's a great answer.
I did. I'd fall off the chair.
I'd fall off the chair. Fall sudden. I'll be go to hell. There's Barry Switzer. Came up for Thanksgiving Eve.
Jeff and McCook says Pelini, of course. Let's see. Someone else says they want to see McSafety. McSafety's going to be here.
He'll be here. That's been confirmed.
That's good. Thunder Knot Collins wants to see Coach Mike Eckler here. Well, he's busy. Okay. We'll check.
They have practice going that morning, but it's a great, thought.
We can check. Husker Mike wants to see John Cook. John Cook's no longer the coach. He's got time, right? John Cook could be possible.
Send it to him right
now. Friend of the show. Friend of you. Let's see. Jane in Wahoo wants to see Ann McGill. I know Ann McGill. She lives in Des Moines in the Ankeny area. She might come by. She might come by for Thanksgiving. It's a friend of the show. Friend of the station. Yeah. Patrinka wants to see Rick Hayman tomorrow. I think Hayman's going to be here, Patrinka.
Hayman's going to be here, Patrinka. The worlds will collide. You and Rick will get a photo in the booth, and you guys can also put your sticky notes up on the tree of trust.
Who in Columbus, Bill?
Bert!
Wants to see sixth grade Sipple.
Sixth grade?
Or he'll be here.
What if he did the whole show? That'd be the great thing. Great to see you, Bert. Oh, that'd be great.
Happen. Gavin and Pender also said sixth grade Sipple. Back to back said sixth grade
Gavin
Sipple.
And Glenn will be here. Gavin and Glenn are driving down from Pender.
Our friends from Sioux Falls with the spreadsheet, Lori and Kevin, say, I wish we could be there. We can't, but the answer would be Tom Osborne if we were there.
Tom, the legend.
We'll effort him. DW and Seward says Hubie Brown for the sake of Sip's infatuation with him. Hubie's 92 years old.
Be awesome to see Hubie.
But if he's around, he'll be here, you know? Ty says Bill Moose with the stories. Bill Moose would be awesome.
Bill Moose would
be
incredible here. That would be another one that would just be like, I want to have Moose come in and tell some stories. That would be so good.
Fritz and Lincoln says Larry the Cable Guy and Tom Osborne. We could get them both here, possibly. It'd be great. Bo Pelini from Brett and Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. Ryan in Vancouver, Washington says And how about bring back Mike Schaefer for the day? Well, I'll text Schaefer.
Schaefer would be great.
I'll text Schaefer.
I talked to Schaefer for, 20 minutes, 30 minutes just the other day. That'd be awesome. Well,
we'll bring him on.
Yeah.
We'll bring him in for that. We got a lot of people texting in. Yeah. Sandy wants to see sixth grade Sipple also. Bill and Bennett says Darren Erstad.
Erstad would be a great one.
We can effort Ersty.
We can effort that, yep.
That'd be fun. Baker Mayfield and his wife Emily. Well, they're busy in football season. I don't think it's going
to
happen, Jackson.
But she used to live here, right? Lived in Lincoln.
I sold her advertising before.
Yeah, you sold. That's right. You know her personally. You know the Mayfields.
She probably would forget
me. Jake, you know the Mayfields. He's the Heisman Trophy winner, and now he's a starting quarterback for Tampa Bay, and you know the family. If you text her, she'd remember you.
Maybe. There's a very slight chance.
Do you still have her number?
I don't have her number.
Because people don't change numbers a lot.
I went back. I do have the emails that we used to have. Sales emails.
Was there any flirtatious?
No, was it flirtatious at all? No. Ed from Lincoln says he wants friend of the show Chad Mertens to be there.
Chad would be
from
awesome.
Winn-Nelson.
I've already talked to him. I've talked to Chad about. No, I've sent him what's going on, and I will send this to him again right now. Yeah, Chad Mertens, you've been requested live on air. That's incredible.
Greg wants Derek Apple to be there.
What's that?
We know Derek.
Derek's coming.
Is he coming?
I confirmed it last night.
Dave wants Jay Foreman there. Well, I'll text Jay. We can make that. Jay, yeah, if you're listening, we want you here.
And I have been, and he has been discussed on this also.
Kevin, we have a million texts. The Hammer Leroy with us. Mark wants Eric Getzfred here.
Eric Getzfred would be nice for
the potential Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer would be, if we had a booth with Getzfred in it, free Eric Getzfred, that would be great.
Detail Joe will be there. That's Joe Perez will be in the building. Nebraska Auto Detail will be here.
Joe has been summoned by me already. And Joe will be here. I guarantee you that.
Cassie says, is Farley invited? Of course, Farley's part of the
show.
He'll be here the whole time.
He will show up somewhat confused, though, of like going, what's going on? Because we will have told him about this event, and he will forget about it. They'll be very energetic when you interact with him.
Terry Pettit. Good effort him. You know Terry
at
all?
That'd be great. Yeah, it'd be great. Yes. Smutty.
Mark Manning from Patrick. We can get Mark Manning.
The Mangler will be here.
We'll get him. And then let's see here. Derek wants to see Chris in the Baldwin shop. We can ask Chris to be here.
Well, I'm assuming
Brad.
The Baldwin shop's going to be here, right? Text in, please, guys.
Lyle wants to see Sean Callahan here. Sean could be here.
Sean will be here.
Work on that.
He will be.
And, people on the YouTube also, we want to see Charlie McBride from Genghis. I don't know if he lives locally at all. I think he's in Arizona, isn't he?
That'd be awesome. I got to give Charlie a call like that. I figured yesterday was mayhem for him. Yesterday was Charlie McBride's birthday.
Was it?
It was yesterday.
Happy belated birthday to Charlie.
And I waited. I go, you know what? I bet he's getting so many calls and stuff from ex-players and stuff. So I'm sure everyone, just in case it slipped anyone, if there's ex-players out there, so everybody knows. Yesterday was Charlie McBride's birthday.
Yes.
If you want to reach out to him. I didn't yesterday. I told Joni Duff I would, but I go, you know what? I'm going to hold off a day. Sometimes it's kind of like you want to kind of have a connection, you know, a day later.
That is true. We have a lot on YouTube. I'll get this one. John Cook, Eric Crouch on YouTube. Blitzkrieg wants to see Ed Orgeron, your friend.
Ed would be.
Imagine Ed here?
Ed and Barry Switzer. They're having coffee over there.
And Tom Osborne
talking.
Solich walks in.
Hey, Frank, over here. Frank, come over here. Barry's over here. And Ed's here. That would be incredible.
That would be the most epic version of Worlds Collide seen.
Imagine the photo.
That we probably made possible.
The photo of Jake and those four. That'd be great. There's a picture of Jake. And who's he with? It was with Ed Orgeron and Switzer.
And Solich.
Tom and Solich.
Yeah. Is that Hoiberg in the background? Yeah, that's Fred over
there. That's Fred. He's in the background. That's
cable guy on the left.
Let's learn. Never
seen that. Wistrom in
there? Yeah,
Grant Wistrom's over there, too.
You ever heard that song, I Went to a Garden Party? And they talk about all the people that were in attendance.
Never forget this.
You would never forget this, yes.
The most epic day ever. That is an unbelievable roll call. Sponsored by our friends.
That's a fun roll call.
Madsen's Bowling Blues.
Sarah.
Go see Sarah.
Sarah will be here.
Oh, she'll be here. She's Sarah the spirit animal here of Lincoln. Madsen's is great to go all days of the week, but the weekends especially, it's a party. And I told
you. Are they poking again this weekend?
I think polka is this weekend. Now, I told you I went 2 weeks ago, and it was decked out with Christmas trees and lights. They are festive already. But they are also respecting Thanksgiving with a big turkey in there, too.
Yeah.
So, Madsen's is the place to be just south of 48th in Holdridge in Lincoln.
I would love a list. Breakers, send them in if you get a chance. I would like a list of places that have Christmas lights up year-round. A lot of lounges have Christmas lights up year-round, and that's cool. When you walk into a lounge, there's Christmas lights up. That fires a dark lounge, very dark, kind of like the one of those places where you're like, "Oh, this is kind of sweet."
Yes. Well, yes. They got that figured out there.
Yes, very
Matt's
much so.
Is Bowling Billiards. Go see Sierra. Just south of 48th and Holdridge.
Jake, you look startled.
Well, there's a phone call. You want to take a call now, Bill, or not?
Well, is it Barry Switzer?
It's not Barry Switzer.
Okay, but that's your call, Jake. You run this show. I just fill in.
Okay, we'll take a quick call. Alex is on the line. Alex, you're on early break. You have something to tell Coach Bush this morning. What do you got, Alex?
Yeah. Hey, Bush. I work over here at Nebraska Westland, and I know our football coach recently retired after 30 years.
Coach Keller, great friend.
Yeah. I was just wondering what it's going to take to get the Bill Bush to come coach us back to prominence, come back to the alma mater.
Well, Alex, I appreciate the phone call. That's very kind of you. And, I'm all about getting Nebraska Wesleyan back. We had a fortunate run when I was playing there for a conference championship, and there's been playoffs and playoff wins, and so there's been a lot of success there. So I'm very excited to see what happens, and who knows? You never know what happens. Maybe there'll be a conversation one day.
You never know
of what happens at Nebraska Wesleyan. But you know, like I said, one thing that we'd like to start off with is I'd like to bring the Plainsman name back, and I don't know if they're going to.
That's priority one. You do that, we're talking.
And I want to bring back the Wyoming gold and brown uniforms. I want people wearing a brown uniform. That would make me happy again.
Oh my God.
Alex, it'd be better times. I'd have to have the probably the number one thing I'd have to have happen is Schmuddy would have to coach the DBs through September. And that's like he did when he was – just remember that. Jerry Schmuddy was the head basketball coach, and he coached the DBs at Wesleyan through September. And then Jerry just kind of tell us after one of the games, "Hey, I'm out.
I gotta go.
Hoops practice is starting tomorrow." And then that was the last we saw of Jerry. But that's like
we'll see you next year, Jerry.
See you next year, Coach. Can you imagine?
Hoiberg
is the special teams coordinator until like mid-September.
I gotta go.
Hey, Pat. I gotta go. We got the Big Ten season starting here.
You guys got this covered.
You guys
right?
got this.
You good?
You guys got. God. What is Fred doing out there at that? Well, he's coaching the safeties. It'd be gold. So, but yeah, big fan of Nebraska Wesleyan. Big fan of Coach Keller who retired after that. I told him the other day. I said, you know, Coach Keller, I know he's the head coach forever. So, Coach Keller, think about this. Just retired a week ago. He was coaching at Nebraska Wesleyan before I was in attendance. Before I went to Wesleyan in college,
a long duration.
Back in the 80s, he was there. I'm like, can you imagine? He was gone for a year or two, I think. But my point is, he drove to Nebraska Wesleyan for like 40 straight years to work at the same school. Pretty cool. But Alex, thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you, Alex. It's very kind, very flattering to ask Bill to be the head coach of Wesleyan. There is a game tomorrow to be played.
Yes.
In Penn State, State Penn College. State. Let me check and see if the spread has changed though. It was 9.5 all week long.
I figured that was just to kind of get things going, and it was going to drop. I what did I say? 6.5?
As
six and a hook, it would go off at.
Okay, you're close. It has dropped. It is still Penn State 7.5 this morning. That
gotcha.
Is the current spread.
I think it goes off
Saturday.
At 6.5 on Saturday.
Okay. Now, Matt Rhule was at the podium yesterday. And
yeah, what do you got for us?
Here's the thing. Now, we have discussed a little bit about this on the show, but he does not like two bye weeks. And we talked about yesterday, because he had a bye week, obviously, in late September, this one now last week. Here's Matt Rhule about having two bye weeks.
Just think it makes for a long season, you know, and so, but there's two of them, and so we just try to attack one way, and the second one a little bit different way. And so I told them, like, you know, we played four games, we had a bye, and then we had a run of, I guess, what, five games. And so that five games in the Big Ten, you know, that takes a toll on you, right? And so this bye week came at a really, really good time. And but yeah, I'll just it's like playing this week at night, whatever they give me. I've learned that no one actually asks for my opinion, so though I love to give it, but no. So it's just whatever it is.
Now, when we addressed the bye week, Bill, you obviously it's important to have it, but you thought it's important more in September, October. Or do you like it in November?
Yeah,
if you're a coach,
I would. My take on the last one was you just played a game with a true freshman, and you came in and you played well. Played well on both sides of the ball, special teams, everything played well. Sometimes you want to keep playing. There's never a time, like right now, help me again, is it the Fagers?
Frager. Braden Frager.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Frager wants to play tonight.
Absolutely. And he's going to.
He's not thinking like that. You know what I need right now? I'd like to get about a week off.
No.
And just kind of like get myself. I want to shoot now. And so that's kind of what happened. When you're playing well like that, you got, hey, anytime you're on a roll, you want to keep going. There's never a time it's like going, like, you have your best golf game ever. You're not going like, glad I played that well. Now I'm going to shut it down for a couple weeks.
I'm playing tomorrow. Absolutely.
That's what you're looking for when you're, and every time it's like, when you need a time off, usually sometimes is like, if I'm a golfer, if I'm on tour and you just had like two missed cuts, then you're like, I need a timeout.
Yep.
I need to reboot. Don't need a timeout when I just had rolled off four rounds in a row and won the tournament.
Stay hot.
It's like, oh, you know what I need now? I need a bunch of time off. It's like, man, when you're in a groove. So there is something about being in a groove, and that Nebraska was in a little bit of a groove at that time. Probably the one advantage might be that you flew to UCLA, then you got to go to Penn State.
Sure.
And so coming back from that game and then having to go back out. But no, you kind of want to have things going a little bit. But you like it. Ideally, I'm going to take it about week six to seven.
Like early October.
Yeah, mid to early October. That's when I like it. And after that, it's like, hey, here we go again. Because the two is kind of odd how it plays out.
One more from Rule in terms of how the extra week helped TJ Lateef get ready for tomorrow's game.
When you're the two, you watch the other guy do some things, and then you kind of go out there and you can do them. When you're the one, you're the first. You know, you have to execute. You have to go out there and you have to produce, and everyone's watching you and counting on you. So, I think the one main thing I'll always say is I think since the day TJ's gotten here, he's done a good job of, you know, learning, listening, being coachable, and so. You know, what he did two games ago, he'll do this week as a product of all of that. But, yeah, certainly another week just of, you know, hearing play calls, being the first guy up, I think it certainly has helped him.
Now, don't forget, Bill, his first time starting, UCLA, his first drive was smooth. They scored a touchdown against UCLA going back home. I'm curious again, tomorrow night, if it looks the same, that'd be impressive to have two straight games, opening drives, look smooth and score touchdowns, that'd be a hell of an achievement for Lateef.
Yeah, it'd be a great achievement. Sometimes your first drive is, you see a lot of times you'll see a first drive. It goes, wow, that's scripted plays. They feel good about what they're going to call. This, you can get off script pretty quick if all of a sudden the first play of the game is a holding. So now you're looking at like whatever, first and 20. Well, now it's a different play call set. So every time that went on that first drive, everything was in rhythm, meaning the down and distance was always normal. And so, so that helped him a lot in that case. Now there's a little bit more film on him. So if you're Knowles, it's like, okay, a little more film on him. See what we're gonna do. I just wonder. I'm just sitting there looking at that. Do you think there's a way that Knowles is returning as the defensive coordinator for Penn State? I mean, whoever hires him probably is gonna interview him, talk to him. I don't know if he is. So I just go back. It's gonna be fun to talk to our media member from Penn State.
Yes.
What is their mindset like? What do you think the coach's mindset is like? How is that going right now? Because no matter how you cut it, they're still 4-6, and they're getting ready like that. They're going, okay, what do you guys have left? We got about 9 days left of this season. And then where do we want to be? How critical is it to get to this bowl game? You know, most people are going to say the natural answer is it's critical. What is really in that locker room with what's going on during that time and how their prep work is? Because it'd be way different right now if they had two losses and they were ranked 14th, going, you know what? If they went out, there's a chance they still might make the playoffs. There's a chance right now they're going to go to Detroit for a bowl game at 6-6, or they're going to go to New York City for a bowl game. And so I don't know where their headspace is. Nebraska's headspace has to be way better.
Well, we'll chat with Zach Zako from the Lions at 8 o'clock about all that. But before we get to break, Bill, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, in downtown Lincoln, where would you send the Breakers this morning?
The Bird.
Early Bird is open for you,
Jamie,
right now all the way to 2 p.m. Burrow. At 19th and K with
talked to him yesterday
and spacious parking. You did. What did
talk
you say?
Talked to him yesterday. We just talked about just life in general. Just talked about the hospitality business, what's going on. We talked a little bit about Joe. And, you know, he's back to practicing and what's going on with that. And just different stuff. I talked about the Bengals in general like that. So started off as a early Bird conversation, what was going on with the Bird, and we segued into Bengals football pretty quickly. Well, it was great talking
to you. If you go there to dine, you can have a variety of breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, chicken and fried steak, which is smothered.
Great job, Jake.
Pancakes, waffles, French toast, and the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today, 19th and K, early Bird open today. up until 2 p.m. When we come back, aging gracefully, I've got one, Bill, I think that you're going to be upset about.
Upset? I'm going to like
not,
it.
Not about you, but about
Jake's
a,
jumping
a
into...
co-worker here.
Okay.
Next, an early break on the ticket.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.